day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
For over a decade, a part of my daily routine has been to gather the latest agricultural news, interviews, and other things that catch my eye and weave them together into what's known as the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Over the years, the list of subscribers has grown, and the kind words you've shared with me almost every time I cover an agricultural event amazes me. Farmers, ranchers, folks in agribusiness, and leaders in government service have all said they look forward to each morning's update and find it of value. FFA members and others have told me it helps them better understand the issues important to farming and ranching. If you receive the daily email that we send out weekday mornings, thank you. If you don't receive it yet, you can join our email family. You can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and looking at the top of the right-hand column. You'll see there the ads of our sponsors of the daily email. Under that, you'll find the word subscribe to the daily email. Click there, and you'll be set to stay on top of the latest farm and ranch news. The only cost? Consider supporting our sponsors when you can. The Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Light gains held in cattle futures today with extremely light volume that developed throughout the morning. The inability to spark increased market interest at the end of the week could limit overall activity early next week and overall follow-through support. Meanwhile, corn prices were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about 6 cents higher. Stock markets higher too in light trade. The Dow Jones 163 points higher. NASDAQ up 46 points. In live cattle, trade volume was sluggish with no additional fundamental or technical market direction developing throughout the complex today. This kept traders on the sidelines for the most part and overall market activity very light. Volume remained light though throughout the morning, which allowed prices to hold moderate gains and kept these moderate price moves to a sluggish shift. Meanwhile, in feeder cattle, light midday gains started to trickle into front month May contracts due more to lack of market activity than anything else. This could draw additional support back into the complex. Meanwhile, the rest of the market held firm gains, which had been in place throughout the early trade, but were unable to show significant market volume during the Friday session. Gains in August through November contracts trading in a tight trading range from 70 to 90 cents per hundredweight, although market activity remained extremely light. Grain futures, though, were higher today, recovering some of Thursday's losses as markets around the world try to calm down after a very volatile week rocked by political problems from the U.S. to Brazil. And corn prices got a little bounce this morning, though trading kept to a fairly narrow range. July futures still held below their moving average targets. And soybeans recovered a bit of Thursday's steep losses following heavy sales by Brazilian farmers taking advantage of weaker currency. Still, July futures broke below its April-May uptrend yesterday, but held above April spike lows. And finally, wheat prices were higher given a boost by a weaker dollar and better export news. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.